Presenting Orson Welles as the Third Man. The Lives of Harry Lyme. The fabulous stories of the immortal character originally created in the motion picture The Third Man with zither music by Anton Karas.
This time, just for a change of pace, I've got a yarn for you about a honey. That's the title I'm giving.
Honeymoon,
if you'll be one. It's about the strangest honeymoon that ever happened since honeymoons first began, since the first honeymooners in history left that garden back there, even before old Harry Lyme was around. Yes, this one I'm going to tell you about is certainly the strangest of all. Pick it up. Happened in Sicily. It is as good a place for a honeymoon as there is anywhere in the world. All sunshine, full moons, and orange blossoms.
Ideal.
What was I doing there? I wasn't on my honeymoon. I was in Sicily on business. That's really another story, but I was there to see an old friend of mine called Plucky Mariello. Well, doesn't matter what I was seeing Plucky about, strictly confidential business, and besides, as I say, it belongs to another story. Anyway, I was there. I was in the bar of the Diodoro, that lovely honeymoon at headquarters. But I ran into the country. Countess, sorry, Kathy, really was a countess. A countess from Hungary. Also, a very sign from Hungary. Look, she has plenty of them, and those. A very tough baby indeed, but photogenic, if you see what I mean. All technical, cast iron. Dizzy, too. She tried to hand it many semi-legitimate rackets like beauty creams, costume jewelry, and marriage. Just now, she seems to be resting between charms. That's what I thought, though. Like I say, Kathy, it's pretty good.
Well, where's that famous movie?
Don't look at me. I didn't steal it.
You would if you could, Harry, if there was a price tag on it.
Okay. Another. There's a price tag on that, too.
I hope it's too
high. No, that's uncheap. All I want is a little information.
And then you get me again.
Thank me later, Countess. What do you want with Mariello?
Why do you care what I want with Dr.
Well, you two used to have a thing, didn't you? What are you doing now, stirring up the dead ashes of your passion?
I'm here on business. You might try stirring up a few more ashes, but stir it, yes, Harry.
Plucky Mariello. I remember when he lived in a penthouse on the top of that big apartment building in West Los Angeles. Sunken bathtubs, ceilings and hand tools, suede carpets that came up to your knees, and six bodyguards on the night shifts alone. That was in the old days, of course, before Plucky came back from that disastrous little jaunt of his with Kathy and discovered that Uncle Sam didn't want to let him back into the country. We'd shared the expenses on a hired car that took us back into the hills, the little town where Plucky had that villa of his, and which was where he'd happened to be born and where the Italian government said he had to stay. And on the way up, Kathy told me the truth about what she was after.
It's pretty good money. They pay your expenses, of course, and you get around. That's always important.
Countess Kathy, the demon lady photographer. What's the paper you work for?
No paper, it's a magazine, a picture magazine. The picture magazine. That, in fact, Blink.
Oh, yes, Blink.
The trouble is, I'm not on the staff. I'm a freelancer. But I've sold a few photos already, and if I can get onto something really good, you know, sensational, And they'll take me on,
sir. Oh, here you are in Sicily, ready to take a lot of intimate little studies of the famous ex-gangster. What's Pucky going to say to that?
What do you say?
Just what you do, honey. He's not going to like it one little bit. Mr. Mariello's a respectable business man these days. One thing he hates more than the cops is publicity.
I'm afraid you're right, but maybe I can find some way of persuading.
Speaking of cops, look at that.
What?
Let us slow up. This is the Sicilian version of the good old-fashioned police roadblock. Thank you. Lucky stars, your American passport counter.
I don't have one.
Well, I do. That ought to be enough. Anyway, they're not looking for us. We're just innocent tourists these days. They're hunting big game.
Yes, I know. You mean that bandit? Tomasino's the famous bandit, isn't he, Humbug?
Bandit is a romantic word, Signora Contessa. Tomasino is not romantic. He's a dangerous killer.
He must be. I understand there's 2,000 of you men specially assigned to the job of catching him, the biggest man out in Italian history. Think you'll get him, officer?
We know we'll get him, Signor. The only question is when. Good day, Signora Contessa. Buongiorno, Signor Conte.
Goodbye, officer. Thanks.
Really,
now, don't tell me he's got a romantic yen for a brigand.
Just a yen to take a picture. Oh, what a spread that would make.
A little tricky to arrange.
Of course, but then everything possible. What do you think?
The way you say it, Caddy, I'm almost convinced. She asked me if I didn't think Bucky would be helpful in putting her in touch with his Tomasino, but of course that was out of the question. Between a Sicilian bandit and an Italo-American ex-racketeer, there's a lot more distance than you might imagine. But then look at it in the light of subsequent events. The distance was shorter than even Cathy gets. Anyway, this conversation, as I said, took place in the car on the way to Bucky. As I also mentioned before, he wasn't home when we got there. Butler let us in.
Yeah, the chief's expecting you both, but we're harsh and plates now. The wine press will start soon, and he's in the village talking business with the buyers from Palermo. He'll be back any time.
Harvesting and wine pressing. How rustic can you get?
Yes, I remember when Plucky's connection with alcoholic profession was considerably more adventurous.
Well, there's liquor in the sideboard, if that's what you mean. Good stuff. Plucky told me to have to do you make yourselves at home.
Look, how sweet. And who is this dear little man on the sofa?
Oh, him.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, signor.
Hey, see, he's human. He can talk.
I'll tell you the truth. This character just flew in from nowhere.
Oh, it's one of the farmers, I guess. Something like that.
I don't know, but if you want, lady, I can talk him out with my
sister. Oh, don't dream of it. You can leave us now.
Who, me?
We make our own.
Oh.
This is a band who's been harmed about.
Well, at this point, I didn't know he was even to the corny local that needed a haircut, is what I thought, if I thought at all about it one way or another. Caddy spent a couple of winters in this part of Sicily when she was a kid, and she's a great linguist anyway, so she and this grimy character on the sofa were buzzing away like crazy, and since I didn't dig the dialect, I wasn't paying any attention. And then, very suddenly, things began to happen. Caddy and the character were chatting away, and then I think she got out her camera and took his picture, and that's when he threw the gap, a big, nasty-looking mouser. I never liked that, particularly on other people, so I let him have a sharp one on the back of the noodle with a heavy end of a quart of Black Label. I told you he needed a haircut, and probably what saved his life.
That was quick work, eh?
Yeah.
What do we do now?
Well, ring for that hoodlum of a butler, I think, or call the cops.
Are you crazy?
I don't like the cops any more than you do, Thomas, at this particular case. What are you doing with that gun? Give it here.
The camera stays up full time.
What do you want with a gun, Thomas?
Well, what do you want? You've got your wrist on.
Which reminds me, I think I'll finish making that drink.
And did you help me with Garatolo?
With
Garatolo? Thank you.
No, did you?
He's the second in command.
In command of what?
The price of 2 million lira on your head. We are. We are. We have. We're out for the big game. Come on, stop it.
Help you do what?
Hide him under the hotel.
Well, can you say, Thomas, but after a few weeks, he may become a trifle noticeable.
Oh, just.
Yeah, but then you've got to do a little explaining.
Oh,
there you go.
He says, you think you can roll. Look
out. Look out for
what?
Oh, all right. Here we go. Now, where are you going?
Go to the car to give your cab a drive.
Yes, but what happens to me?
All right, I've got another one. I always
I mean about the car, not the camera. You aren't sending it away, are you, the car?
I can take it back on
I am in the Italian art.
Good
Tostino, that's the bandit? You mean you think he's somewhere around here?
Gentlemen, seen his head, but he took him to that. Correct, correct. A very dangerous man. He has been reported in the neighborhood.
The neighborhood? That ain't my house.
That's not
just because I'm fucking married.
Hold on, man. What's that? Nobody's accusing you.
Oh, shut up.
I will be charmed to drive you back to the boat by own.
But first, Lord, you want to see how your men are coming, sir.
You'll be sure, but then I will go and check them.
Cop. After all the trouble I got, no building up my good name.
Cutty.
Yeah.
You know why I came here, don't you?
Well, how could I? You haven't told me yet.
I'm at the Thompson House. I work with Link.
Link, the picture man's name?
Yes, and I want to take a whole series of...
No pictures, no publicity. But shut up. Just leave me alone. Pictures is for actors and presidents. I want to be in that.
Oh, but this be so empty, Cutty, though. It's dangerous, old. Good old.
Hey, you know what? That Ronan's coming out from under this here sofa.
Some of that syrup, the ducky doesn't know.
Come on, grab one of his legs, Ellie. I'll take the other. There we are now. See? I'll say. Another touch, huh?
No, he thinks that you're connected to a friend.
That don't sound legitimate to me, and if it ain't legitimate, I'll...
Give me your drink, Harry.
Who's this friend?
Well, don't tell us, Harry. Let us guess. His friend is none other than Bandit Tomasino, right?
Tomasino, now get him out of my house quick. I don't want no bandits here.
I've already told you on that. But no, I didn't take care of that.
You?
Certainly, darling. I am Harry. Oh, Bucky has a reflection.
You heard me, Daddy. No pictures.
But Bucky does. Already take one.
When did you take any pictures?
Darling, sit down. Shut up.
Now, hold on, Daddy.
It's like being photographed either, darling. But I made a nice offer. Here,
the room will show up very nicely. Just a minute.
Where?
Frame
up, where's
that camera?
Halfway back to the photo office, first off. But I've got another camera.
Back to my drawing room with a hot bandit to that mic.
That's right, darling.
Yeah.
But nobody need ever...
God, the old shit out.
Really, darling.
Hey, put down that camera.
Start right.
Now, just a minute.
Library. And the rose on. All right, now, darling. Thank you.
So that our Bucky Mariello have to pose for all those extras you may have been gambling. That's also how the story of the student bandit Domitino fell into the hands of the doctor. As you know, it was easily the strange honey.
Wells returns in just a moment as the third man.
Honeymoon. Sicily was made for honeymoon. There was a young couple in the hotel, Jim and Jean, two American high kids, the classic honeymoon duet. I think they're the ones the kids have to drive.
How comes a really big job? Pulling it off tonight. Got a person to...
Now, wait a minute. Not so fast, Thomas. What's the job? And anyway, where do you get this stuff about we?
The dollar's waiting for us in Tangier if we succeed.
Plenty. Got to go back to my first question. What's the job? The
money's all arranged for. They gave me the code, and I sent the wire to Tangier back.
And I'd still like to know what we have to do for it.
Don't be tired, darling. For $20,000, you do anything.
True. Go on.
I'm going to be the bride. We leave.
The what?
The bride.
Oh, but I thought you said it. Who's the lucky groom? Is that what I have to do for my money, marry you?
Nobody's getting it. We're just going to make it look that way. After all, what pleasure should a couple of honeymoons?
Well, that all depends on what we're expected to do.
Oh, you're not going to be part of the honeymoon? No, darling. You go along in the train as a sort of a lookout. Your real job is after the fiddles.
Oh.
And also tonight. You're the one who will drive up and get him in the hills.
Drive up and get him in the hills.
I'll give you the password, and they'll be waiting for you.
Drive up and get who?
Oh, don't be stupid, darling. Who do you think? Tomasino, of course.
Tomasino, kidding.
I couldn't be more.
You realize that 2,000 soldiers in Carbonieri combing the country for him? There's a price on his head, dead or alive.
20,000 in gold is the price for him alive, Harry. That I can.
The honeymoon special. It leaves Tommy in a day. The next stop is Messina, an hour or so later. They make quite a couple of thousands of stamps. She dressed very carefully, but she just looked closer. They were quite convinced. An idea, Dad. Nobody expects a hot bandit to go away on a honeymoon. cabby, the sharp customer, and things that. But now I was beginning to give her credit for being even smarter than I thought. When suddenly, down the corner, there came somebody who wasn't going to do that $20,000 any good at all. Colonel Rook.
Yes.
He nodded. Right on time, I can pass without much glancing. Next thing I knew, was the far end of the car talking to some characters who looked like cops and me. Out of their present situation. I went back into the car and sat down opposite the rock group. He cooked on a female and spoke some dim Sicilian dialect. She was cuddling to him in a way that made him rich. So kind of silly sitting there facing that funny little topic. Definitely serious.
Don't look so worried, Harry. You're almost as bad as the Russian blue.
I told you, Kathy. I'm sure I saw Rocca get on the train.
What
was it? Cops have orders to shoot on sight, shoot to kill. Your friend here isn't armed, is he?
Of course not, darling. I made that a condition of the deal. Do you know, I'm disappointed in you. I wouldn't have got you to be scared of a little gunfire, Harry. Or is it the 20,000 you're worried about?
Maybe.
Ah, good evening, Colonel.
I looked up. There he was in the doorway of the spot. Colonel Rocca. He wasn't holding a gun, just a cigarette.
Good evening, Contessa. Perhaps it would be better if we spoke in English, so your friend there will follow what you say.
Certainly, Colonel. I won't introduce you. You know Harry already.
Yeah.
Even for my young husband.
The important point is that your husband doesn't know me. Even his lieutenant, whom I will name, do you tell me what happened in that villa yesterday, was unconscious of that. So I think we can be fairly sure that this is much better. Hasn't the remotest idea that he's sitting opposite that is in the situation counting as big as it was a dream.
I'm never exactly at my ease with a cop, even when he's in plain clothes and carries an army rank. And the situation, as Roper put it, is interesting and extreme.
The gentleman in front of me has a long history of life. He did nothing once but murder in his own recipe. Yes, I think he was prized even with his bare hands if he knew exactly what he had in store for him.
And exactly what do we have in store for him, Colonel?
Don't mention it.
Oh.
Remember, he knows. He was big. He was a man who captured the fortune. He must have told him about it before they died. Now then. There is just 3 minutes left before we got into the city. Let us be sure we are clear on our plans.
Say, excuse me, what plans?
Surely the Countess has explained the very thing to you by now.
No, I haven't, Colonel. You see, there hasn't really been time.
Well, no. There is no time now. Mr. Lyme had just better keep out of the way.
That
is as near the train proper as possible. That will be difficult since the south end of the platform will be kept clear of time. Most of my men will be inside in the front, but about 30 or so will be disguised as soldiers with their machine guns behind the platform.
Machine guns?
The first thing to be sure about is that all passengers are well out of the line of fire.
Line of fire? But he's armed. I'm beginning to gather that you're planning to arrest this man in the station, but why?
Mr. Lyme, Sicily is a strange country. This man is hated by everyone. People pray for his death, but there are very few men who deliberately recognize the police for his arrest. You see, the police are regarded here as enemies.
I can sympathize with that.
They're coming into the station. I must go now, but remember the plan. On the signal, after you have led him out of the south end of the platform, you leave. Do not come closer than 20 feet. That is enough for your picture. Otherwise, I cannot be responsible for your life.
So now I had the whole thing straight at last. That was the deal. Taddy was sending him in, but on her own terms, setting it up if she could get her pictures while it's happening.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Taddy.
Thank you, darling.
So now you're going to be a famous photographer, and the groom here, I suppose, is going to be a famous corpse. The passengers were being herded to the other end of the station. She led him down out of the train. He was suspicious and could see there, but not at all. Intrepid. Tomasino, the thing of that, swinging to him.
All right, Contessa, run! Tomasino! Tieni arresto! Marinato!
We'd all forgotten a gun, Caracciolo's gun, that Patty put in a camera case, but Tomasino was in it. Some way managed to sneak it away.
I'll come to stop!
No! Stop! Stop! That's right! If you get rid of that luggage, you're on this end!
Did they get you?
No, my other camera. Where is it? He's dying. Look, he's dying and I'm out of here.
Here's the other camera.
Good. I don't have time to reload. You hold this one and be careful of it. That's
okay.
What I use for everything up to now. Oh, no.
No what?
And too late, he died on me. Wait, put it in the camera. I'll get off. Give me the other camera, quick.
Give you what?
The camera I gave you to hold. I didn't have time to reload, so I just switched cameras.
Yes, I know.
But it was all over by the time I started in with the second one, so it doesn't really matter. I've got the whole thing in the first one, but where is it?
Oh, well, that was a camera.
Stop trying to be funny. Of course it was a camera. All right, I let you finish. I want to think. Now, what's your
price? Price for what, Counter?
The camera, you did.
Language. Language, drop back.
problems here, where could you hide it?
There's an awful lot of noise confusion here today, Miss Nelson. If you didn't notice it, but a train went by on the other track. A train.
See, you threw it into the other train. That means get it back. You can't do it any easier than I can. And have you heard something new? You've got to have a price. You have all people.
Me of all people. I sell everything. Take that one. So look at what you told me the other night, Daddy, that I've never done a decent thing in my life. True. So it was a compliment. But now I'm afraid I've boiled my reckoning. Nobody's selling with extra daddy. Nothing to sell. See, I threw your camera under the... Didn't you come? Remember, there are other cameras in the room. Some of them come along and take your picture.
Harry Lime returns in just a moment. And now, Harry Lime.
Maybe you'd like to know what happens to the different people in the story. Tomasino, of course, dead. Mother came up and had to come here from him. Born famous artist. A lot of political links. Ran a big picture grab on the funeral. He probably saw it. Pictures went by Kathy. She never bought another camera. Quit journalism. In that respect, she met that Maharaj. He sailed into the harbor of Tomasino, the biggest yacht anybody, even Kathy, had ever seen. Who do you think sailed away with him? Not Plucky Mariello, sure. He's a businessman now, of course, and he said he just couldn't get away from his desk. Well, no, the Maharaja's new passenger, of course, was little Kathy. The last I heard, they were on their way around the world. I wonder now exactly how far she's been.